Be'ezus Hashem, we're starting now a new inyan. Bracha, we finished al Netilas Yadayim. We're moving on to the Bracha of Asher Yatzar. And just as a short hakdama, it's brought down in Svarim that the Bracha of Asher Yatzar, if a person is mechaven properly, it's a segula, that a person shouldn't ever need a doctor and they should have a refuas. And with that being said, I've a relative of mine who needs refuah shalema. His name is Yeshua Ari Ben Sara. And Be'ezus Hashem, the shiurim on Asher Yatzar should be a schus refuah shalema for Yeshua Ari Ben Sara. Oh, so Asher Yatzar. We say Asher Yatzar. We wake up in the morning. We say on Tfilas Yadayim Asher Yatzar. What's the makar that we say Asher Yatzar? So really, it's a Gemara and Brachas and Daf. Samach on the base. The Gemara is talking about someone who's in a base akise, different things. And it says, kinafik, when a person comes out of the base akise, Oymer, he says, Baruch Asher Yatzar Adam b'chachma v'arava in a covenant, and they list the nusach habracha that we say. So, the truth is, so it's an interesting thing, because the base Yosef in Simen Hey, in fact, in Simen Dalet, he brings down like this, I'll read to you his words. Kosav harav David Avudraham. He brings down from the Avudraham, from the Rishonim. Shenohagu levarech Asher Yotzar. They were noyig in his time to say Asher Yotzar in the morning when we wake up. Bein asat tzrachav, bein loy asat tzrachav. Even if a person did not go to the Beis HaKisei in the morning when he woke up, still there was nohagu to make the brach of Asher Yotzar. Very interesting. This is what he brings down from the Avudram. And he writes, the Beis Yosef, the Eini Yodea, I don't know, matam, what would be the reason for such a thing? Lebirchas Asher Yotzar, Kisholi Asat Srochav. If a person didn't go to the Beis HaKisei, why would there be a reason to say Asher Yotzar? And the truth is, if you look in the Mechaber himself, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, in the beginning of Simen Hey, it sounds like he doesn't hold to this Avudram, because he says, Kishi Yotze mi Beis HaKisei, Yivarech Asher Yatzar. When you leave the basic case, you should say Asher Yatzar. It sounds like it doesn't hold up in halacha of this Avudram. However, the Ramah paskins like this Avudram. And this is the halacha for us, this is halacha for us, halacha maisa. The Ramah, in the beginning of Simen Dalet, the Mechaber says, Yirchatz Yodav Yivarech Al Nantilas Yidoyim. Right? You make a brach on this time. Some comes along the Ramah, V'yesh Oimrim, some say, Gam Asher Yatzar. You should say Asher Yatzar also after Netil Sidayim. Vafilu loy asat tzrachav. Even if a person doesn't go to the base case, they still should say Asher Yatzar. V'chei nohago, and this is the minute. So, and this is brought down in halacha. Now, the question is, why? Why would a person say Asher Yatzar when he wakes up in the morning if he didn't go to the base case? So, the Magen Avraham is very bekitzer. The Vilna Gaon over here in the Biurim, to the Shulchan Aruch, expounds a little bit more. And he says that this Ramah, this idea of saying Asher Yatzar in the morning, even if a person go to the Beis HaKisei, is based on the Rashba. The Rashba we've learned in the past, the Rashba explains that when a person wakes up in the morning, Chadoshim Labakorim Rabbim Unasecha, a person wakes up in the morning, he's a new entity, a new beria. A person feels totally new, he's energized, he's rejuvenated, he's a new person. Like it says, Chadoshim Labakorim Rabbim Unasecha. Therefore, says the Rashba, we need to thank Hashem for creating us. We're like a new entity, a new person. And to the extent, says the Rashba, that's why we wash our hands in the morning, until Sidaim, to show that we're thanking Hashem that He created us. But why did He create us? For Avodas Hashem. So we wash our hands until Sidaim as an expression of our preparation, like the Kohen that washes his hands from the Kiyar before the Avodah. Says the Vilna Gaon, unbelievable, listen to this. Kishitas Harashba, Shekosav Dineshtana Shachris, that Shachris is special, Vipneshanasa Kibari Chadasha. Person is a new person. Kamai Shekosav, Bemedrash, Alpotzak, Chadoshim Labakar. Utsrichim Lohoidois, Loi. We need to thank Hashem. Vitiknu, listen to this. Eloikai Neshama. Vizehu Alhaneshama. We got a Neshama. So we say, that's why we say Eloikai Neshama. Vasher Yotzar Al Haguf. And Asher Yotzar is thanking Hashem for our guf, our body. Fascinating. Asher Yotzar is that we thank Hashem in the morning for that He gave us back. He created us. He gave us a guf. He gave us a healthy body. He gave us a guf. And Alekai Neshama is for the neshama, because when we wake up in the morning, We're a new entity, or we're Berich Hadasha, so we need to thank Hashem. And in fact, the Rashba says that all the Berichas HaShachar is really all, is all this idea, that we're thanking Hashem for everything, because we're like a new person. Says the Vilna Gaon, he goes on to say, right? That's why the Rishonim say that Alekai Neshama, you say right after Asher Yatzar, because these two things are connected. Right? The two things are connected. Asher Yatzar is thanking Hashem for our guf, and Alekai Neshama is for our Neshama. This is what the Vilna Gaon says. Now, we need to understand this a little bit, because, okay, so that's the idea. The minig is to say Asher Yatzar, even if a person didn't go to the Beis HaKiseh, because we're thanking Hashem for our guf. But it's a little bit interesting, because if you think about it, the Medina de Gemara, the Gemara only talks about Asher Yatzar when we go out of the Beis HaKiseh. This is like a whole new thing. How does this connect? What's this idea? So we're going to try, Be'ez Hashem, to understand this tonight a little bit better. Oh. So I'd like to share with the Olam a piece of a mimer from a Matzio Salman. It should be Gazan Gazan Mishtark. And this is one of his mamorim in his Seder Lel Pesach and as his Haggadah. And he brings the famous Ramban, perhaps it's the most famous Ramban that we have, at the end of Parshas Bo. And I'll read to you the words of the Ramban. Says the Ramban, the kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs, the purpose of all mitzvahs, shenamin belekenu, that we should believe and we should have a emunah in our God, the noida elav, and we should acknowledge to him, shehu boronu, that he created us. Says the Ramban, powerful words, vehi kavonas hayitzira, and this is the purpose of creation. Says the Ramban, she'en lonu tamachar, we don't have any other, we don't have another reason for the creation. Biyitzira rishayna, in the initial creation of the world. We don't have another pshat. Ve'ein kel elyon, the lofty God, chafetz betachtoinim, that he should want the lower world, milvad, for one purpose, sheyeda ha'adam, that a person should know v'yoyda, and he should acknowledge, and le'leikov, to his God, sheboroi, that Hashem created him. Then the Ramban goes on to say that that's really the idea of three things. V'kavonas reimimus hakol betfilois. Right? Yiddishkeit is an idea of raising our voice in davening. Why do we need to raise our voice? What's that about? V'kavonas batikinasiyas. We get together in a shul. What's that about? V'schus tefilas harabim. What's this idea of having a tefilas harabim? You know why? The whole purpose is one thing. Zehu, this is, sheyil v'nei adam mokim. That people should have a place that yiskabtu, they could get together, v'yoidu, and they could admit, acknowledge, lokel to God, shebaram, that he created them, v'him tziyam, and he put them into existence, v'yifar samuzeh, and they should make this known, v'yoymru lefanov, and they should say in front of him, Hashem, b'riyoysecha anachnu, we are your creation. Unbelievable. Unbelievable words from the Ramban. The purpose of everything is that we should say, b'riyoysecha anachnu, Hashem, we are your creation. The Ramatzio comes along and he says like this. He says, if you look in the Ramban, he keeps on using a certain word, v'yoyde, the technology, or maybe better to admit, like hoidos baldin. That word usually is used when someone is like denying something and he needs to, now then he admits to something. No, it's not, it really is this way. What does that mean? Why are we using, what is a person denying that he's admitting that he's a creation of Hashem? So Matzio brings down from Rabbi Yochanan Levav, it's unbelievable. It sounds, the first time you hear it, it sounds a little strange, but this is an unbelievable idea. And it's so true. That it's true that we all, it's pasha to all of us, that yeah, Hashem created us. You have to ask anyone, any Jew, yeah. It's. But at the same time, Hashem created us, we have a midah inside of us, of koichi v'oitzem yadi, that a person has a leaning to feel, a person wants to feel that we are self, that we could do it on our own, that we are our own entity, and that we are not coming onto others. His words are, mitzativa, a person's nature is lehisnase, to say, no, v'loimer koichi v'yetzim yodim yosel yisachay lezeh. V'ani habaylam al kol o'ilam, and I'm really, I could do everything. That's, it might not make sense, but that's what our nature pulls us to. We have inside of us, our brain might tell us one thing, but a person has an atiyah to say, koichi v'oitzim yadi, I could do everything. Says the Rabbi Yochum that this netiyah, if it's not harnessed properly, if a person doesn't harness this drive for a person to feel that he's self-contained, a person could come to a level that he could literally, in his mind, come to think that he is a god, that he is a bayri. Says like we find by Parai, Liya Oiri, Vani Asasani. Parai came to the level that he said, I'm a god. Right? Sounds a little bit bizarre, but that's a person's nature has in him to say that I'm a bayre. I'm not a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not a creation of Hashem. I'm a bayre. I'm not a creation of Hashem. Says Rav Matzio, that's the idea why the Ramban keeps on using the word yoida to admit. Because when we say b'riyosecha anachnu, there's something inside of us which is pulling us the other way, to really come to think that we're not a creation of Hashem. In our minds, you ask a person on paper, of course we're a creation of Hashem, created us, right? But there's something pulling us the other way, and when a person says b'riyosecha anachnu, he's admitting that, no, he's not his own b'riyah, he's a nevar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very interesting idea. Very interesting idea. And it's unbelievable. It brings the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Ayin Hey says like this. Listen to this. The pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Meleches tupecha onukovecha bach." The work of your drums and your holes and the kovim are in you. B'yoyim hibaracha koinanu. From the day Hashem created the world, this was established. What does this mean? So the Gemara says a very interesting thing. My meleches to pecho nukovecha bach. Omer v'yehuda merav. Omer, it says v'yehuda merav. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chiro melech tzur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Chir melech tzur. Chir melech tzur said that he was a god. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chon estakalti. When I created the world, I was picturing a person like you, not only him, but a person like you, that could come to think that he's a god. So you know what I did? Borosi nikovim nikovim ba'adam. I created a person with nikovim. Nikovim, nikovim. The Rishonim, the Rashbam, the Ritva, they all explain what this means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with nikovim, and that a person needs to go to the Beis HaKisei, which is a disgraceful thing. It's not the least, right? It's not something which a bayre, where this is, it's there. The reason why Hashem made Adam like that is in order to help a person not to come to that level of Chir Melech Tzur that he thought he was a bayre. It instills in the person, enacts in us, b'riyosecha anachnu. We are a nivra, we are a creation. And that's why Hashem made man that way. Unbelievable idea in this Gemara. This is a big revelation. And Rav Matzio brings down from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim brings this Gemara and he says, okay, so Hashem created a person that he goes to the Beis HaKisei to help him remind him that he's a Nivra and not a Bayre. Okay, so why did Hashem design it in a way that a person goes to the Beis HaKisei multiple times in a day? It would be enough for once a month or whatever it is, once a year, whatever, what the hell? Listen to the Chafetz Chaim. V'royim anu, we see from here, man noiro, how awesome he gave us Adam, how a person's gaiva is so great. Sheyesh lahaskiroi shiflusai kam upon mimiyayim, that we need to be reminded of our shiflus, of our lowliness, so many times in a day. Sheyeda, that he should know, she'eno eleha, that he's not a god. Noiro lemezbayin, says the Chafetz Chaim. This is an amazing idea. We see from here an amazing idea that this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam with Nekovim, and the idea of Beis HaKisei is helping us come to that recognition that we're not a Bayre, rather we're a Nivra. And just, I don't know, I just, it's an interesting, I was thinking about this, that, you know, Chazal tell us, Pasuk says, B'chol derechecha de'eyo, a person is supposed to try to find ways to make everything in his life part of Avodas Hashem. Everything a person does. A person takes a walk, it's Avodas Hashem, it's helping him. A person, a Beis HaKisei is a very, a person, is, it's also to Mahar and Divrei Torah and Beis HaKisei. What's Avodas Hashem to Beis HaKisei? Perhaps Avodas Hashem is to be mizboinin that we're not a bayer, we're a nivra, b'riyosecha anachnu. And that's the most exalted Avodah. Says the Ramban, Kavanas HaYetzirah, the purpose of The purpose of creation is b'yoseicha anachnu, and this is something that in a basic case, a person is in a strong way, in a very strong way, a person is being reminded of that. And with this in mind, we could understand that Asher Yotzar is the expression of that realization. When a person is basic kisei, he comes to that realization that I'm not a bayre, I'm a niver, b'yoseicha anachnu. And when a person comes out, he expresses it out loud. Uvarovay nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Hashem created in me nekavim, nekavim. And that Hashem did for us to come to that a constant reminder, not to harness that the feeling of koychi ve'etzim yadi, that a person could think that he's a bayer. Rather, I'm a nivra b'yoseicha anachnu. That's something that is a base of what Asher Yatzar is about. Asher Yatzar is our expression of our recognition that b'yoseicha anachnu. It's an interesting thing because Asher Yatzar is, we make that bracha many times a day. I don't know if it's the most often bracha, maybe Shahakal. Nah, I don't know exactly. But this bracha is from the most common brachas made in the day because it's b'yoseicha anachnu. This is the Ramban says is kavanas hayitzira. This is the kavanas hayitzira to realize that we're b'yoseicha anachnu. The truth is that it really goes further than this because we know that Asher Yatzar is really a haidah. We're thanking Hashem for our body, for a healthy body. And in fact, there's an interesting thing. The Vilna Gaon in Imrei Noyam on Daf Samach over there, he brings down from the Torah. The Torah says that chalulim chalulim, those two words are gematria ramach. Ramach evarim. Says the Vilna Gaon, ulafi shal kolo evarim ein noisen shvach lakodesh baruch hu. Throughout the day, in the morning, we don't give a shvach, a thanks to Hashem for all our evarim. We say specific things, but all of our evarim, we don't thank Hashem for. Lekach tiknu, that's why Chazal instituted, shiu koilunim kan, kol evarim. Chazal instituted, right over here, chalulim chalulim, hints to the ramach evarim, that all our evarim, we're thanking Hashem here for our entire, every part of us, every part of our body. So you see this idea that Asher Yatzar is thanking Hashem for our bodies. So it's not just a recognition that b'yoseicha anachnu, it's also thanking Hashem. But I think that these two things are really interconnected. That this that we recognize, that b'yoseicha anachnu, and that we thank Hashem for our bodies, that giving us a healthy body, it's really one idea. There's a beautiful idea I once heard, b'shem Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner pointed out that in Lashon Kodesh, the word moide could mean two things. Hoida. When you're moide, hoida spelled in is to admit. That's what it can mean. And it also means hoida. We think. Hoida is thanks. It could mean, the same word could mean thanks and it could mean admit. What's going on? So the way I heard it over from Rav Huttner is very similar to what we're saying. This idea, he said the nature of a person is to feel that he could take care of himself. I could take care of myself. A person, that's really this idea of koichi ve'etzem yadi. Every time that a person needs to recognize that someone did something for him, he needs to get past a certain hurdle. He needs to admit that, no, I need to come on to someone else. I need to come on to Hashem or a person. I need to come on. I'm not self, so I can't take care, I can't, and not, it's not all only me. Every time a person gives thanks, there's behind the scenes a haidah taking place. He's coming to that recognition that I need someone else. I need some extra outside of me. I need to come on to someone else. So that's every thanks lies an internal haidah. A person is admitting to himself. A person is admitting that no, not koich v'etzem yodi, that I am a nivra and I'm not a bayri that I'm self-contained. No. I'm a nivra, and that's really this idea. So haidah, and these two things are one of the, they always go together. So when a person comes out of the Beis HaKisei and he thinks and he's misplaining it on what Hashem, that's why Hashem made the concept of Beis HaKiseh, that a person should come to the recognition that he's not, he should admit that he's not a Bayre, he's a Nivra. Oh, once a person comes to that admission, that he's a Nivra, oh, Hashem created him. Hashem gave me a body, a healthy body. I need to thank him. I need to thank Hashem. Before that admission, we're not holding by giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm a Bayre, I made myself. I don't need to thank Hashem for my body. I don't need to thank Hashem for anything, right? But when a person comes out of the Beis HaKiseh, that's a perfect moment. When a person just in a strong way came to that realization that he's a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he's ready. Now he's in that position to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks for his guf, for his body, a healthy body. And he says, Asher Yatzar, and he gives thanks to Hashem. Chalulim, chalulim for his body. With this, I believe we could understand this idea of what the Vilna Gaon is saying. The Vilna Gaon is saying, Chiddush, that even if a person in the morning when he wakes up, he doesn't use the Beis HaKiseh, still he makes Asher Yatzar. What do you mean? Where did that come from? So he says, that's what he's saying. Based on this Rajba, the Rajba, I'll read his words. Lufi shebashachar in the morning, anunasim kibberi chadasha. The pasuk says, chadasham labakom rabba munasecha. What does that mean? That a person, the way the Mefarshim explain, goes to sleep tired and he wakes up rejuvenated. He feels in his body something new. He feels like a new creation. A beria chadasha. Oh, I'm a nivra. I was created. Hashem just created me. I'm not a bayre. I went to sleep tired. I couldn't do it. And then I wake up, Hashem gives me a new, a fresh. Oh, I feel now that's also in the morning is also a time that a person is hit hard, that he's a Nivra and he's not a Bayre. Oh, so then he admits that he's a Nivra. Now he comes, like the Rajba said, we give our thanks to Hashem that he created us. So if you think about it, the Asher Yatzar in the morning, even if a person doesn't go to the Beis HaKiseh, says the Vilna Gaon, says the Ramah, it's the same idea. Yes, it's true. Chazal, Medina de Gemara, said the halacha of saying Asher Yatzar when a person comes out of the Beis HaKiseh. But what's the idea behind that? Why is it that we thank Hashem for our bodies when we come out of the Beis HaKiseh? Maybe we should do it every hour, on the hour. A clock should ring, say Asher Yatzar to thank Hashem for them giving us a healthy body. What? Specific? Of course, when a person goes to the Beis HaKiseh, that in itself is a miracle. But there's more to it. There's much more to it. That's a time that he's able to thank Hashem. Because before that, a person thinks, I don't need to thank Hashem. A person's not with that awareness and the recognition that he needs to thank Hashem. When he goes to the Beis HaKiseh in a strong way, he's hit hard. Nivra anoichi, I'm a Nivra, I'm a Nivra, I'm not a Bayri, I'm a Nivra. B'yaisecha anachnu, oh, now I'm ready. Now I'm in the position to thank Hashem for giving us what he gave us. He gave us a body, a healthy body. Same thing is in the morning when we wake up. Chadashim labakarm, I'm fresh. It hits us hard. B'yaisecha anachnu. So now we say Asher Yatzar, we thank Hashem for the body that he gave us. And if you think about it, Elikai Netzar. That's Elikai Netzar. That's the same thing. What we wake up in the morning, we have a neshama. We say, Ata v'raso, you, it's not mine. You created this neshama. Ata yitzarta, ata nefach, it's all you. You gave me this neshama. Oh, then I come to thank Hashem. Right? We thank Hashem and Elokan. The end of Elokan Neshama is thanking Hashem for giving us the Neshama, for everything that he gave us. So it comes out that Asher Yatzar, in Asher Yatzar lies these two ideas. The admission, we express our recognition that we're not a Bayre, we're a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's really the Kavanas HaYetzira, B'yaisecha Anachnu, and at that same time, we're giving thanks to Hashem for what he gave us. These two things are all they lie. This is the idea of Asher Yatzar. Oh. We're coming, this really applies to Rosh Hashanah. We're less than a week away from Rosh Hashanah. There's an interesting thing. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Tov. We know that every Yom Tov has a Segulas Hazman. Every Yom Tov has a Segulas Hazman. Pesach is a Segula that Hashem, this is a Segula to be kind of Muna. Right, Sukkot, as a school, a person could acquire Simcha. What's the segula of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? We know what we're supposed to be doing, that the Avodah, it's a Yom Hadin, and our Avodah is Malchus Shemaim, right? We're supposed to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But is there a segula? What's the segula of the Yom Tov? What is that? So I once heard a Mayurdik idea from a cousin of mine, the Chashav Yid in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Sender Zvibel. He said it like this. He said, what was a time, I don't know if he said it exactly this way, but throughout all of history, what was a time that a person had the strongest feeling that Hashem was his creator? He said, the first Rosh Hashanah, what was the first Rosh Hashanah of history? Hashem created Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, that day, that moment that he was created, he had such a strong recognition and awareness that Hashem was his Bayre. He was just created. He had no mother. He had no father. Hashem created him. Fresh. Hashem made him, right? At that moment, he had such a strong feeling that Hashem was his Bayre. My cousin said, perhaps that's the Segulas Hazman of Rosh Hashanah. That Hashem every year gives us that we could have come to that recognition on Rosh Hashanah that Briyosecha Anachnu, that Hashem is our Bayre. And that's really the Kavanas HaYetzira. That's the purpose of it all, says the Ramban. That's what it's all about. And just we could perhaps expound on this idea. If you think about it, what do we do on Rosh Hashanah most of the day? What's our Avoda? We do three things. We stand in the Beis HaKnesses with the Tzibur, davening out loud. That's the practical Avoda of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're doing the whole day, right? We spend so much hours on Rosh Hashanah, more than the other times of the year, more than other Yom Tovim. We spend Rosh Hashanah in the shul. Says the Ramban, that's the Ramban is telling us, what's the point of all this? When we daven out loud, there's an underlying something that's going on when we scream out loud in shul, and we stand together, all together, in a Beis HaKnesses, Tfilas HaRabim, that there's an underlying message that's being inculcated in us, that B'riyosecha Anachna, why are we here? Why are we in shul? Why are we davening out loud? Because we're proclaiming together B'riyosecha Anachnu. So the day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a day that the Segula Sazman is, that we could come to that realization, the B'riyosecha Anachnu, that's what we work on. We work on, we do those things which proclaim B'riyosecha Anachnu. And if you think about it, why is this the Segula Sazman? Perhaps the idea is very simple. What's the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? What's the Avodah? So the Gemara and Tazayin and Rosh Hashanah says, Imru, or says HaKadosh Baruch, Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lafanei Rosh Hashanah Malchias. Say Malchias. What's Malchias? Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. That you should make me a king over you. What does it mean, Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem? To proclaim that Hashem is a king? You know, there's a word they say, B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter used to say, a person could say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lakin Hashem Echod. And he's being mamlich with the Echod. The Dalit is the Dalit Ruchis. The Zayin Rikim, he's being Mamlech Hashem, this way, that way, all over the place. Hashem is a Melech, here, there, everywhere. But he forgot to be Mamlech Hashem in one place, right here on himself. A person could be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's screaming, Hashem is a king, Hashem is a king. But that's, and I believe the Baal HaMusar say, that's what the words of Chazal, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. The Avodah is not to proclaim that Hashem is a king over the worlds, over the world. The Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is to make Hashem a Melech over us. Aleichem. Over us. That means that every part of us is connected to Hashem's Malchus. That means that we're being the Kabbal ol Malchus Shemayim. That's the Avodah of Malchus. Of Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. The only way that's possible, that a person says that my whole essence, my whole body, every part of me, my Ramach V'Shasa, is connected to Hashem's Malchus, is Meshubit to Malchus, is because I'm a Nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person thinks that he's a Bayre, he's not connected at all to Malchus Shemayim, right? In order to come to Malchus Shemayim, that means Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, that we are being Meshabit ourselves to be Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, to Hashem. There's a prerequisite. We need to first come to that recognition. We need to harness the feelings of Koich Ve'etzim Yada, and we need to recognize that B'riyosecha Anachna, that Hashem is our Bayre. If Hashem is our Bayre, then we're ready to be Makabal Malch Shemayim. And just to end off, Chazal say, how do we do this? We do the mitzvah, Ubameh B'Shofar. How do we do this with the Shofar? And if you look in the Rambam, it's beautiful. The Rambam says, the famous Rambam, And in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Afal pishat ki shayfer brash Hashanah gzeres hakasav. Even though shayfer is a gzeres hakasav, but remez yesh bay. It's an alarm clock. Kloimar ur yeshayin mashinaschem. Chibsu b'maseichem v'chizu b'tshuva. V'zichru boirachem. And remember your boire. That's what it's all about. The shayfer reminds us that Hashem is our boire. V'zichru boirachem. We remember on Rosh Hashanah that Hashem is our boire. And then we're in the position. Yeah.